before we start talking about football and the season coming up, hopefully it's been a good summer. I take it, hey, as a football guy, I don't know if you spent some time, you know, at school, staying back, or you come home, but I bet it's been still a pretty busy summer, hasn't it?
Yep, it's been a job. I think I've been home a total of 10 days this summer. Other than that, I've been up here in Sioux Falls, working my tail off, just every morning up at 5 a.m., grinding.
A lot of guys, that's when it comes to college football, a lot of guys kind of stay back and they kind of work, you know, in the weight room and running, conditioning, stuff like that. Maybe get a part-time job if you can, but that's what a lot of the summer is all about, isn't it?
Yep, pretty much the whole team has been up here all summer, except for maybe a couple guys here and there.
Now, last year, a little bit of a change. First time that you haven't played, you know, on the field a lot since, gosh, going back before junior high. So I bet that was kind of a change for you, wasn't it?
Yep, it was absolutely. It was a huge change. Just not only the fact not playing very much, but not playing four different sports year round. So it was a huge change, but it was good for me because I was kind of getting used to that 11-man environment rather than the 8-man that I was used to.
Now, as a redshirt, do you still get a chance? I think some schools are different than others. Do you still get a chance to get involved in practices every day?
Oh, yeah. We scout teamed a lot last year, and I probably played more than some of the upper – or I was active in practice more than some of the upperclassmen just because we were – pretty short on tight ends last year for our scout team class.
So it wasn't like you went cold turkey and didn't have a chance to play at all practice. Boy, that practice time, pretty valuable, isn't it?
Yep, for sure.
All right, I think you went in. I think I looked at your bio online. 6'7", 215. How much weight? Have you put some weight on during the summer months?
Yep, I'm about 242 right now.
Woo!
So.
Wow. You have. I'm sure the diet, you know, changes a little bit going from high school and being at home to college, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And between diet changing and just having my strength coach on my butt all the time about eat. So I think that was 215 was what I came in at last July. So I've put on right about 30 pounds since last July.
That's terrific. I'm sure the coaches are ecstatic about that.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's great. I've put on weight, but I've only gotten faster and stronger, too. So it's all coming together.
Now, it's a new coaching staff this year, which is, you know, obviously a change for everybody.
Yep, and from Cambridge, I don't know how many coaches we went through between all my sports, but I actually just lost my tight end coach again. So
the one
trying to figure out who that's going to be here soon.
Oh, so the one, okay, you had one, of course, then the change in head coach, and then a new coach hired, and that one's now gone. Is that right?
Yep, he got offered a GM job at Northern Illinois.
So, you know darn well, they're going to find some quality guy to fill that spot.
Yep, absolutely.
What about this new coach now? And when he came in, I'm sure he talked with the team. I'm sure it's been a great environment under this kind of new coaching staff.
Yep, he's been awesome. Our new head coach has been awesome. All of his new staff is awesome as well. I don't think there's a single one of them I haven't really gotten along with or, you know.
Were you a little surprised? You guys went 8-3 last year. Were you a little surprised that you had a new coaching staff?
That was a little surprising, but there was some stuff that happened internally that kind of felt like it was coming for a little while.
So other things off the field unfortunately happened, but this new coaching staff will hopefully pick up where you left off. That 8-3 mark, I know you didn't have a chance to play, but you probably watched a lot, or if every game you got this chance to see those guys play. Pretty good last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and with this 28 winning consecutive seasons, we don't want to let that down now. So I think we're going for blood this year.
As far as returnees back, offense, defense, start with the offense. That's where, of course, tight end will be. You got a lot of guys back, O-line, receivers, skilled guys back this year.
Yep, so we have our full tight end room back this year, except for, I think, two or three guys. O-line's pretty raw. We don't have a lot of returners there. And then skills and quarterbacks, we have pretty good depth with our quarterbacks, and we're pretty raw in our wide receiver room as well. So we'll pick up a couple more transfers here throughout the summer.
How about the defense? You got a lot of guys back on the defensive side.
Yep, defense is still pretty stacked, so we should be good there.
So 8 wins last year. You guys are shooting for, double-digit wins, 10 wins plus. Anything less probably be a disappointment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really just hoping to make it to playoffs this year and see where we can go from there.
As far as you in the tight end race now, you're up against, you said, guys coming back, some experienced guys coming back. So you got your hands full trying to get that playing time.
Yep, absolutely. With this spring ball, I think I did pretty well, and I think I earned myself a spot on the travel squad and hopefully rotational.
Glad you brought that up with spring ball. It felt like it went well?
Yep. I had, I think, 2 or 3 receptions for 30 or 40 yards, and I got quite a bit of playing time for the spring game, so that was awesome.
Now, the offensive philosophy from last coaching staff to this one, is it entirely a whole brand-new scheme they bring to town, or is it pretty similar?
It's pretty similar. I would say we're not quite as ground and pound like we were last year, because we are missing some of our really dominant running backs, but we'll definitely pound the ball a lot still, and when they pack the box, we'll put it up in the air.
So you mentioned the inexperience and what some of the wideouts. That means, hey, tight ends are in there. Hopefully you'll get get a couple of passes thrown your way.
Yep, for sure. And in our offense, we run at least 2 to 3 tight ends almost all the time. So
when does official practice start over there for you?
So we start fall camp on August 7th.
Just a couple, a couple of weeks away. You're counting the days, aren't you?
Yep. It's going to be here in a split second.
Did you take any summer classes or anything over the summer months?
Nope. Just working out every morning, and then I have a part-time job, so it's work, football, sleep.
And, of course, I'm sure, you know, going from high school to college, academically hitting the books, there's a little bit of a change there, too, isn't there?
Yep, absolutely.
What is your major? What'd you go? I know I talked to you about this before. What's your major?
I'm still undecided.
Okay, still got to toss it around. Kind of toss it around a little bit, huh?
Yep.
All right. I know you are keeping tabs on your little brother as well. I know all of last year you tried to probably watch online, and when you couldn't come back home with his sports, you're keeping tabs on him, aren't you?
Yep, I am keeping tabs on him, and he's kind of growing up a little bit too. He showed out a little bit this year.
So, yeah, being home a little bit, you saw him probably get a little bit bigger and getting ready for that football season too.
Yeah, he has. He's lost a little bit of his baby chub, and he's gotten a little bigger. He looks like he's been in the weight room a little bit more.
Well, I'm sure Mom and Dad love to have you around for, what do you say, the 10 days of this summer. Wasn't much, but always glad to have their son around, that's for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting season. You're looking at last year, what you got to know there, your first season with Sioux Falls, biggest game, biggest rivalry. What's the game everybody kind of looks forward to?
Oh, our in-city rivals, Augustana.
So that one, yeah, was that I take it you were there last year for that game and loved the atmosphere, wasn't it?
Yep, we played over at their place last year, and we actually bust our whole team there to have on the sideline, and it was a crazy environment. It was awesome.
So expect another. It's at your place this year, I take it, so expect a sellout crowd for this one.
Yep.
Finally, you said earlier that, you know, missing playing other sports, you kind of miss playing basketball, and then when the track and field season, and it kind of seemed weird, hey, I'm not out there doing that.
Yeah, it was definitely very different, not doing track this year. I did feel a little bit slower this summer after not going through track season, but with the workouts we've been going through, it's probably caught me right back up to speed, no slower than track did.
And when
we have a little bit of time, we try to get in the basketball gym every once in a while.
Sure, sure. You can have a chance to play some pickup games every now and then, don't you?
Yep.